What's up, guys? Swallow J here, and I'm here with my co-host,
Art of War. And across the boards, we got producer Chris.
Hello.
Matador, aka Sherry Arnold. She is out today. Something about kids and, like, needing to own one or something. I don't know. Pick one up.
Hey, Chris, make sure that this is up, just in case, for the calls.
Yep.
Who wants the soundboard up?
That's right.
Ooh, how did I know you were going to do that? How did I know?
Yeah, fuck me over. Fuck my joke over when you said that Sherry was not here. That was supposed to, I guess I can edit, you know.
Oh, you're going to edit that sound good? We're not like those other podcasts.
No, not at all.
We run this shit live. What you get, what you hear is what you get.
Yeah, sort of.
And just because you hear it doesn't mean we mean it.
Yeah, you hear the dogs in the back and all that.
Yeah, dude.
Cats meowing.
Damn reels, people.
Kids singing. What is that? Oh, that's my kid singing.
Like, what is he singing? It's not even a song.
Right?
It's not Itsy Bitsy Spider. There's no water spout. No. There's no, you know?
Dude, I feel
no
like
body's hitting the floor.
I feel like we haven't done this in months.
It's been like... Two weeks. I wasn't here last week.
Well, we didn't do a podcast.
You guys weren't here last week, and then the week before that.
No. This y'all weren't here last week. It's not y'all. It's Chris wasn't here last week.
Yeah. Visiting family.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he's y'all, because from Callahan, remember?
But
like, y'all.
But you're including me in it.
No. Look. Y'all motherfuckers are out.
No. See, that's y'all. Yeah, y'all means y'all, plural.
Yeah, y'all is a group.
He has a family, dude.
Yeah, but they're not part of the podcast.
Oh. Well,
and they're not here right now.
They are when they're singing downstairs.
We were just talking about this, weren't we? Yeah. Is he not nitpicking? By the way, your beard looks amazing good, sir. And
that's head, because the Puerto Rican lined
head,
him up.
Your head is freshly shorn while we're talking about it.
There is one Puerto Rican there. He's the guy that owns the shop. Everybody else is. There's a white guy there. It looks like freaking the big chef guy. I can't remember his name.
Action Bronson?
Yeah. He looks like fucking Action Bronson.
He's there in case cops show up. He's like, listen, I'm here. Things above board.
It's a cool little spot. It's fun.
Where's it at?
It's right off Atlantic. Before you get to the ICW. So this side
to
of
the St. Clown Posse?
ICP? Yeah, baby, you know me. Jigalo.
No.
Dude, I tried listening to some of that. Because I used to listen to that shit a lot.
I never did. I never listened to
it. I can picture you as a juggalo.
I wasn't a juggalo.
I thought it said jiggalo. I can picture you as a jiggalo. I was like, I don't know, bro. It doesn't look. He's like a three-move dude.
He'd be like, I charge by the pound, bitch. Yeah.
Charge by the pound.
I'd only have to do one a year.
Hang.
Oh.
That's how heavy I am.
You're not that heavy. Actually, you lost a little bit of weight. You have to do double the work now.
But
got the stamina.
Yeah, no, I listened to some ICP like a couple weeks ago, and I was like, God,
why?
Can't. It just came on one of the Pandora channels I was listening to.
He came on the ICP channel.
And then I was like, oh, God, I can't believe I actually used to really pump this a lot.
Was it any good? What was it about?
How about you speak into the mic?
Was it any good? What was it about?
This was their early stuff, so it was all right. It was bad. It was about the carnival. Can't remember the full. I listened to literally about 2 minutes of it. It was like, okay, I'm done. I can't do this anymore.
Oh.
I was disappointed in myself.
I never got into them.
I never did either. I was like, they were cool. They're stupid. No, they weren't.
Well, during that time.
how were they cool?
No, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. It was just during that time. It was real,
Did you resonate with them? Like,
I was angry.
I'm from Detroit. I like Faygo.
I like Faygo. I just wanted to run around
with a hat. What is Faygo? I'm sorry.
Faygo. It's think of cheap ass Fanta.
No. It's not Fanta. It's cola.
Well, they have cola flavors. Yeah.
No, it's Coke. It's just Fanta. I mean, it's Faygo. It's not Fanta.
Okay.
It's not, yeah. All
right. So kind of like RC Cola?
Yeah, kind of like RC Cola.
Yeah.
So what we
but
do.
But it's the bastard child of RC Cola.
What we do in the D, Detroit that is, you get a 2 liter for like 50 cents, man, back then. So like, you know, we didn't have a whole lot of money.
Oh, kind of like the Pick and Save brand.
So yes. We get Faygo Cola. Yeah, man. And so we just walk around with a big ass 2 liter.
Oh, you guys were fucking cool.
Well, I mean, well, we're broke, so we got more for our 50 cents than that.
Well, why would you walk around then, with it? Wouldn't you
because just take it? We weren't driving, motherfucker. We had to walk everywhere we went, bro. Well,
wouldn't you take that home, though?
Dude, you don't stay at your house. You know what I'm saying? You go to your friend's house, the one that has cable and HBO and shit.
Yeah.
Bro, I got HBO. Like, we're going to your house, dude. Let me go stop by the corner store. Corner store's everywhere. Hello, how can I help you? I was like, I'm just going to get a 2 liter of Faygo. Okay, don't steal nothing.
You guys were watching Cinemax After Dark?
I said HBO, motherfucker. You weren't listening.
Whatever.
Jesus Christ, this guy.
Well, if he's got cable, I mean.
He's like, he's got to listen to Cinemax.
Well, listen, After back Dark. In the day, HBO and Cinemax was a package deal.
I don't know where you're from, sir.
No, it was.
But in we only had HBO.
Because you could only choose. It was like the movie
Showtime
package.
Right. Shit.
So you had to get HBO and Cinemax.
Right. All I know is, guy, like, hey, man, we got HBO. I'm like, all right, HBO.
It's because he had that fucking cable run from his Eve to the neighbor's Eve.
Probably.
Tagged in.
I know that shit. I was like, I'm going.
I remember my buddy used to
that
have.
That was the thing, man.
Did you ever have a friend that actually had like a satellite?
Oh, the big old dish.
Yeah, the big old dish. Yeah.
Nah.
Dude, a buddy of mine, his parents had a satellite. And it was the craziest shit in the world because you could literally watch anything you wanted in the world. Like, you could tune into the Japanese fucking satellite and watch Japanese shows or German or, you know, whatever the fuck.
Those antennas were huge, bro.
Whatever antenna shit you're on, I didn't have that.
Bro, it was pretty cool.
They were what, like maybe 12, 14 feet across?
And oh, yeah.
They used to move and...
Yeah, you had your coordinates and stuff that you had to punch into the big box and then it moved to...
What?
Yeah, bro.
No, I don't know about this.
It's crazy. If you had that when I was growing up, you have money.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and everybody knew that if your antenna was pointing all the way up straight, you was watching Playboy Channel.
Yeah.
Is that what's up?
Yep.
How you know? You like that?
Because we know.
That's just where the satellite was.
There was a guy...
The satellite was always above your house?
Well, it's always on a certain latitude.
He don't know nothing about
that. I
don't
know, man.
Because most of the satellites are gyrosynchronous.
So it was pointing straight up like a D?
Yeah.
Sherry says, what's up, guys?
What's up, loser?
I know. You ain't here and shit.
You ain't here. Talking about, I got a big on my can. I got a big on my can. Yeah, Jesus Christ. My kids don't even like me. Fuck those guys, man. Make them walk. From Callahan, where the fuck they come from.
There was a guy in my neighborhood that actually made his own.
Really?
But it wasn't like the regular dish. It was like this big old frame made out of wood, and it had like wires going across it.
Interesting.
I don't know how he picked up the satellites or whatever, but he
He's
made his
bullshit
own.
You had a cord running from the neighbors. I was like, look at my satellite. I made it myself.
we stole one, or we didn't steal. Well, yeah, we stole it. It was an abandoned house, but we stole the satellite that was there because it was like 16 feet across. It was a big one.
Yeah.
So me and my buddy stole it. We fiberglassed the top side of it, and we used it for – we put it next to our skate ramps. So then that way you could come off of the little quarter pipe and then dip into the satellite bowl, then come back out, do shit like that.
This guy right here. What's your name, man?
She said they're getting into the car now and they're listening.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, guys. Yeah. Stop treating your mom like shit then. She didn't want to pick you up.
Hey, start walking.
Yeah.
From Gainesville, whatever the fuck you're at.
Start thumbing it.
Yeah.
She's like, wait a minute.
Start hitchhiking.
I shouldn't have said that. I should have turned the thing off. We were on a different subject. Now we're back. What's up, bitches?
Back in the day, I used to hitchhike in Puerto Rico, man. You guys never hitchhike?
It was okay back in the day. You can hitchhike, but not now.
Bro, it's funny because, you know, like most of the times you get picked up by somebody you knew anyway.
Yeah. I'll be walking and they're like, hey, man, you need a ride? I was like, what's up, dude? George Buckner, come on, let's go.
Huh? What?
Yeah, George Buckner is a big dude, killer gym guy. Anyways, he had a car. I didn't have a car. He was older.
Okay.
He's like, let's go. I was like, fuck yeah.
He throwing out names and everything. I'm like, okay, cool.
Oh, man, you guys were in. Nobody knows. I don't even know if he's alive. Is he alive? Let me check.
Ah, here we go.
Let me hear you.
He's gonna go.
Let me check, see if he's on Snapchat.
Yeah, for sure. Can you be like not be on the phone for like a little while?
No.
I mean, we haven't seen you in weeks here.
Come on. How many times have we had this conversation?
I know, man. I wish he wouldn't bring his phone in. I wish he would leave it in his truck or
something. It's part of his being.
You know how now you get like a weekly report.
About, on your screen
yeah.
time?
Yeah, about your screen. Yeah. His is probably like in the hundreds of hours.
Oh, no, yeah. Actually, it's not. It's like 7 minutes here, 1 minute there, 12 minutes there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Mine keeps going down.
Yeah, mine too.
Because I'm getting more and more often of just tossing my phone off to the side.
It's like I get so many messages that like right now, it's like if it's not something that's important, I don't even bother.
Well, it's like most of y'all know. If y'all ask me a question, half the time, if I don't respond in an hour or two, you might as well call me because I'm not looking at my phone. It just is what it is.
Yeah, I was gaming today and I put my phone away. I'm like, I don't want to be bothered. Fuck this.
Yeah, I'm doing more important things.
Oh, yeah. What is so important that you're doing? Tell us.
Oh, I message people back and they message me.
Well, can it wait? You're doing something now.
Anybody that messaged me something, man, I message you back. You know, you took the time out of your day to message me.
Yeah, but you're doing something right now.
Yeah, and I'm still doing it. What's up? What's up? Multitasking, motherfucker, right here.
Yeah, no.
Right here. Why
single,
so cranky?
Single tasking a lot of things at one time.
Yeah, I'm good at it.
Because you could be like, yo, man, what's going on? Oh, hold on. So then you're not multitasking. You've switched tasks.
Yeah. He goes quiet, though. That's the thing.
Yeah. There you go.
That's when you know when he's on the phone.
Okay, I'm done. So then you've moved tasks. So that's not multitasking. Multitasking would be talking to us while you're doing the shit on the phone.
I do that too.
No. No, you can't.
You sometimes, but not.
Yeah, I do. Not see, Chris got me even sometimes. Bro, but this at least
is
he gave me that, motherfucker.
But this is how he sounds. Yeah, so I was watching
What's his name? What's his name?
You're dropping names now, huh? I didn't know we're dropping names. I was like, fuck, dude, this is like 28 years ago, man. Fucking, I was a kid. Fucking drinking 50 cent bag, 2 liter bag of cola in Detroit. You know what I mean? I was like, hold on, let me find out if he's still alive. You're like, oh, fuck that. Why? Who cares if he's still alive? I'm like,
well, do you care?
Yeah, actually. I care if people are still alive. I just got a friend request from this guy. I'll drop his name, Eric Zygmunt, who I was really good friends with. That's just annoying as fuck, really.
Great. That's awesome.
All right. Well, no, fuck you. Fuck it. Let's hear your story, motherfucker. Let's hear your story. I'm done.
All right. So.
No, I was about to say some shit, but go ahead.
We got 15 minutes in before you triggered him.
I'm doing a good job.
I think that's a new record. You normally string it out a little bit longer.
No, that's awesome. Let's listen to what you guys have to say.
Did you watch the fight with Tito and Chuck?
No, fuck Tito.
No,
fuck
no, Chuck. I wasn't talking to you because you're taking a break, right?
Well, I took a break right now.
So you said continue the conversation. No. I'm trying to continue the conversation.
I did not watch that fucking fight. I was not going to pay for that fight.
It's on YouTube.
Oh, well, I still haven't watched it.
Free. Like the next day.
That's too much. That's too much of a price to watch it.
It's too expensive. It's free.
I know the result. I saw the highlight. I don't want to see Chuck just get more of his fucking head beat in repeatedly.
Bro, and the funny thing is that Tito beat him standing up.
I know, right?
That's the crazy thing. Because Tito was
crazy.
Yeah.
See what he was walking?
Well, Tito's never been known as a striker. No, he's always been the ground and pound guy.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like, I would say he's probably one of the original ground and pounders.
He used to come up with the top with that elbow and like, fuck you up when you were when he was in his guard when you had him in his guard.
Now, what do you think about? I'm not sure if it's 100% confirmed, but I've seen a couple things. But what do you think about Stylebender versus
Silva?
Silva,
it's happening. It's already. Is it? It's official.
It's official.
They were talking to him last night about the fight. He said he didn't want to fight him because he you know Silva's like one of his idols or whatever. But he said I have to because this is I guess part of. He's going to be part of his legacy or whatever.
I mean, is you know who going to be on suicide watch?
I don't know. Probably.
Okay.
Anytime he loses, he's, you know, there's something.
Yeah.
You know,
he's going to be in a bad mood.
If he would have done this, that, and the other, I don't know. Maybe he would have won.
Oh, you're staring at that on the back screen?
What's in the back screen?
Nothing.
The thing I got on the work computer screen.
What do you got?
I got to do some work on.
What do you got?
That?
Well, I can't see because you were in the fucking way. What is it?
It's a card.
Why is he so aggressive with everybody? You know that?
He's not aggressive.
Hey, I would see you guys do it. What the fuck? I can't see shit. You're in the fucking way.
Chris, was I aggressive?
I don't feel it's your... That Philly was Wallow.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Philly was Wallow.
Yeah.
So let's change his name and he'd say he was fucking Bert.
Bert, he's already used too many. He's already used way too many words that Bert wouldn't have used. Bert would have said if Bert would have been here for the same amount of time that Wallace been here.
I got it. Hold on. Hey, what you got on the back screen there?
Yeah, that's about it.
Is it like that?
Yeah, kind of, pretty much. Low key, few words. Bert is a man of few words.
He is, but he listens. He's a listener.
He does listen, but he doesn't talk much. And I was talking to him the other day in the gym. He was like, I still love y'all godless heathens. It's like, thank you.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, he was talking. I can't remember. We were
that's hilarious.
Taking our wraps off or something after Strike Fit, and he was poking fun at me about it.
Oh, by
you non-believers.
Yeah, the non-believers. Yeah, that's what he said, you non-believers. He's like, I'm still friend with you non-believers. I was like, I still love you. It's fine. You still my baby.
You still my boo.
You still my boo.
I mean, too bad I don't get to see you in the afterlife, but whatever.
How do you know? You might.
Yeah.
You're not wearing his wood.
Oh, that's fine.
I mean, you can't say whether you will or you won't, because you really don't know, right?
Hey, am I making the argument?
I don't know. Are you?
No, motherfucker. Okay. You guys are obviously not listening. Okay. You see what's asking somewhere else?
You asked, that was a question. So I was like,
there was no question.
Are you guys speaking English?
Oh my God. Jesus God.
I still haven't debated whether or not if I'm gonna do the whole burial thing or if I'm gonna do the cremation thing.
The cremation, fuck. Nobody wants to come to your fucking grave.
Yeah, I'm not gonna put somebody to
two generations
that every year.
Later they forgot about you, son. Move on.
No, I still go and visit my grandparents' grave.
Well, that's you. You're a good man.
Okay, well,
I
let's see if
fucking cremate me and toss half of me in the ocean and, you know.
Oh, you want to be an ocean one?
Whatever. Whatever will sound cool when you're telling the story. Yeah, here's
I took Poppy.
Well, I won't have any kids, so it probably will have to be like.
Probably
the Uncle Wallow.
The nursing home people.
Right.
It'll probably be our asses because, you know, we're out living this shit.
Yeah.
He's going to die, and I'm like, fuck, man, where'd Wallow want to go? He said something about the ocean during one of the podcasts, right?
Right.
You're like, all right, man, we got to go to the ocean.
I'd be like, well, let's just flush him down the toilet. He'll get there.
Chris is like, no, that's not how I am. That's not how I am. I'm like, Chris has got a boat because I know he's going to have a boat by then. I was like, let's go on a little fishing trip. Let's drop Wallow off. Chum the fucking water. Let's get a shark.
We'll have to keep a little bit of him to put in the school so that way he can still stay disappointed in us while he's
watching us. The school? Oh, we'll be old by then. Or will we?
Shit, it might happen tomorrow, next week, what? Like, whatever.
My toe. I meant my heart.
Right?
Something.
So what the fuck did you do to your toe?
I don't know. Call 911.
I don't know, but it hurts.
Man, that shit was radiating all the way to my culo.
Oof.
The toe?
Yeah, the pain. Like, yeah.
I don't even know what you did. You just started, I thought it was your ankle, man. You started like limping around. I was like, whoa, what the fuck's wrong with you? Like, I don't know.
I tweaked my ankle too a little bit, but it wasn't bad.
Was it during like a trip, a throw, a takedown? What was going on?
You sound far off from the mic.
Was it from a trip, a throw, a takedown? What are you?
No, I think I was going for the takedown entry.
And somehow
the fucking toe got stuck on the mat.
Mm. I hate it when that happens.
I did that with Robbie a while before Robbie left. Me and him were drilling, and I did something and like jammed my fucking toe into the mat. Oh, my big toe, and like folded it back.
Well, I broken that toe in the past.
Oh,
I got a picture of it where
it's the wrong direction.
It's just my foot, and it's a little crooked, but it's. It's purple from like the root all the way up.
Root to stem.
And, yeah, and then like the other toes are just fine.
Damn.
So, but that one really sucked bad.
Yeah. I thought I broke mine like 3 months ago because I wound up kicking the early in the morning. I was trying to get our hand wraps down off of the squat rack to wrap them up for Amanda. And, you know, 5:30 in the morning, I walk out to the garage and I just happened to just straight. Jam my fucking foot to the leg of the squat rack.
Whoa.
Dude, I lost the nail. It came off, gone. But
recently?
Yeah. Yeah, it's growing back
you
now.
You fucked that shit up quick.
Well, I fucked it up. I tried to salvage it, and then one before school, whenever, you know, me and Andrew do this little bit of work back and forth, I was working with him, and I wound up going active toes and pushing off, which then just went ahead and peeled it the rest of the way out. So then when I got done, I was like, man, fucking toe kind of burns a little bit. I looked down there and the toenail's up. I was like, oh, just grabbed it.
That's gross.
Pulled it the rest of the way out and taped it up.
It's like, I remember back in the day, people used to put their box springs on, like, on a rail.
Yeah. With those little fucking plastic feet. Yeah.
Right. And then you just jam your toes and that shit. Yeah. Oh, my God. That is one of the main reasons why I refuse to have that shit now in my bed.
They're fucking old school little bar
rail thing. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, I hate that shit.
The box springs going on the ground.
Yeah, there's certain things you could say that I think just, you know, like that. Everybody's hit their fucking foot on that. How many times have you, if you had a bike, how many times did you spike yourself in the fucking shin with the foot pedal?
Oh.
You know, the BMX bike?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you step on it because you let it free.
Oh, yeah. It spins back. Right in your shin.
Right in your shin. Like, you could think about that and you could remember what that pain was.
You ever steal one of those back in Detroit?
Maybe.
He knows the stories.
Well, I know you were broke as fuck.
Yeah, so what we do is I had two other guys. Fuck it, I'll name them too.
I'm going down, y'all going down.
Well, listen, statutes of limitation have run out
luck finding who it was.
On $75 bikes.
But Dana Fuller and Matt, fucking what the fuck was his name? That motherfucker, he got in trouble. He was kicked out of my house because he left weed. He left roaches inside of the recycling, and my stepdad had found it. And I didn't smoke weed at the time. I didn't even know what it was about. So when
smoke weed now?
No. I'm just saying. So, like, he calls me and my brother in there, and he's, like, sitting on the coffee table. He's, like, freaking out. His hands are on his head, and his feet are tapping. He's like, what is this? I was like, what is that? He's like, it's a roach. I was like, oh, we got roaches? no bullshit. I thought we got roaches. And then he's like, no, this was, like, drugs. I was like, drugs? What? And then, so I knew it wasn't me. I looked at my brother. I was like, bro, you're doing drugs. He's younger than me. He's like, doing drugs. And he was all red-faced. He's like, I ain't doing no drugs. So Frank got in trouble. Come to find out. So I hit up my buddy Dana and Matt. And I was like, yo, dude, my stepdad found, like, fucking weed in the recycling. And then Matt goes, I thought that was the trash. I was like, no, bro. It went through all that shit. He's like, yeah, that was mine. So I told my stepdad so my brother wouldn't get in trouble anymore. And he's like, he's not allowed at the house anymore. So we're like, fine, fuck it. He can't come over to the house. So we'd get on
a bike. Did he have HBO?
He did have HBO.
Cool. So you just go to his house.
And that kid was super smart too. So it was crazy. But yeah, he told me I wasn't allowed to hang out with him. But so I told him, I was like, hey, I'm not really allowed to hang out with you. So me and Dana would come over and I'd hop on the pegs of his bike. And then Matt would have a bike, right? So we would take turns like going into like the next
subdivision.
So, not subdivision.
Neighborhood.
No, we took it out. We took it out of our county area. What is that called? God, I can't believe
I'm. You were going across state lines? What?
No.
What, like your
cities,
borough?
Like cities.
Okay.
So like we had our cities in like where we're at.
So you were in we're, 8 like, Mile
right across the street.
Or are you talking about your township?
No, it was cities. Like okay. Each one was its own little city. So we'd drive to the next, or we'd ride to the next city. So we have two people on one bike, one person on the other bike. The other person on the other bike would go up there, scout ahead, go ahead, give a thumbs up at the end of the block. And as we drive past the other bike, one person would hop off the pegs, jump on that bike, and we all skirt off.
Ah, drive-by bike stealing.
Yeah, so man, we're good at it too. And then we'd like disassemble it, and we'd take other bikes that we had found and then reassemble it with different parts and stuff like that. And then we'd sell them. Well, and we sold one of the bikes to my stepdad for Frank, actually.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, man, we didn't have a
whole lot. But why would you sell them when you needed one?
We needed money is what we needed. We didn't need bike. I didn't need a bike. I hopped on the pegs and fucking went.
It's like, I'm going to steal a bike. I don't
need money.
Gone so in 60 seconds.
So we still
need. Hey, I need a Mongoose, the California edition.
Right.
What was like? But if you do Haros, find an X, Mongooses, Red Lines. So back then, you know what I mean? Like
Diamondbacks.
Yeah, Diamondbacks.
That's what I had.
But like Diamondback. The Haros and the Red Lines, man, those were real big. When Mongoose, not so much. That was like mountain bikes and shit like that.
No, Mongoose was really big.
Yeah, Mongoose was originally a BMX.
That was the main bike. Because
that's what everybody used to race.
They had the Californian edition, the Expert edition. They have some dope ass bikes.
But we can get them. We can get them. They're like $300, $400 bikes, the ones that we're
stealing. At the time,
and we were able to sell them for like $100, $150 because it was such a great deal. People were buying them.
Right.
And like, we're kids. We're like, hey, dude, I don't even know how we can set this shit up. You know, this is definitely some hustling. I mean, like, it's really hard for people to understand, like, when you really do not have money. Like, you know, everybody's like, oh, well, you know, these little thieves and shit like that. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I was like, yeah, man, it was stealing someone's hard-earned, you know, bike and stuff like that. But then it was like, bro, we need money, man. You know, like, I didn't have any clothes. My parents wasn't able to buy me clothes for school, you know, like, just to eat sometimes, you know, shit like that. Like, you know, it's like real deal shit that people didn't really know. I mean, our house was actually pretty decent, but I didn't have any money for me. You know, and I never asked my parents for shit.
You ever thought about getting a job?
Man, 14, 15, 16, nobody's going to hire us.
Bro, I delivered newspapers at 13.
Okay.
I was working at 9.
You deliver newspapers in Detroit. I am not delivering newspapers in Detroit.
See, it sounds like he just didn't want to get a job. Mm.
Yeah. And you also got to realize, man, this is like, I didn't know the opportunities. I didn't know. This is what I did do. The legal stuff that I did is I went and did landscaping, believe it or not, when I was fucking
terrible. Well, you are Mexican.
Yeah, so. I was terrible at it. And then I would deliver flyers too. Like we'd get paid $150 to do flyers, and then I'd also get paid to sell candy door to door.
Oh, that's cool.
So, no, it's not cool. This is all fucking really tough work. I'd rather steal a bike. But we did what we had to do at that point in time. Obviously. As you become an adult, you like, you know, what's good, what's bad, and all that kind of stuff. But it's just like,
you know. Did you ever steal a bike that was somebody you knew?
No. No.
Never, any of the homies?
Never stole a friend's bike.
Unless he was a dick.
No, even then, you know, fuck those guys. But no, it all stopped one day, though, because Dana decided to go steal a bike on his own. Him and another guy decided to go steal a bike on his own. Didn't have a lookout.
Lookout, yeah.
And so he got caught, but his dad knew that cop that caught him. So Ooh. That cop brought him to his dad. He's like, put the kibosh on that shit. So that was only like 2 summers worth of bikes.
And then they graduated to cars.
Exactly.
Not even going to go into that.
I don't think the statute of limitation.
Well, what the fuck was that?
That was the
baby gate.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm not even going to get into the cars or anything. It was a great situation, man. That's what it is.
See, I didn't do any of that.
Me neither.
No, I just worked. I worked in the lumber mill, and then I worked as a farmhand.
I was too scared to go to jail.
Yeah, there was no lumber mills or farmhands in fucking Michigan where I was at, so.
You know what's crazy, though, is a lot of people in Detroit right now, they're because property is so fucking cheap up there, and the houses, the lots are just degraded and stuff. There's a lot of people going up there and buying them and turning them urban farms, like block farms. So, like, you could have, like, a neighborhood that's just...
You know, I was just up there not too long ago visiting Donovan and Sarah, and I didn't see any of that shit.
Really? I'll have to look up. There's a guy I follow on Instagram. He does it, and I've read a couple articles that they'll do like neighborhood gardens where they'll take a couple houses that have been, you know, abandoned and demolished, and there's just an empty lot with weeds, and they'll cultivate them, turn them into community gardens.
Oh, yeah, nice. Those are cool, like little Instagram stories and shit. When you see stuff like that, I mean, I don't know if it's as widespread as like.
But I'm also sure that some developers are going to be coming in and buying a whole lot.
A lot of them are.
Yeah. A lot of shit, and then just put up some fucking new apartments.
No, they'll wait. They'll buy them for a long-term investment.
Investment in what?
I hope that the city comes back to where the property values go up.
Well, you have to build them. Yeah, you do. That's how you fucking get the property values to go up. You buy them low, you build them and sell them high.
Yeah, but the problem is the house, the properties you're buying up there in Detroit that are dirt low,
Bro, you're not going to build a house on it.
Yeah, but nice.
They're making these places like gated communities.
Some are.
So yeah, that's how you're going to get, you know, fucking Detroit to come back.
Maybe. I wouldn't fucking move to Detroit.
Not me neither.
Bro. When I left, I was like, I'm never coming back.
Nope.
I came back for 3 people. That's it.
Yeah. It's okay to go and visit.
Yeah, and that's what I meant, visit.
Yeah.
I came back and visit only for 3 people, and those are the only 3 people I ever go back for.
Yeah.
Fuck that place.
Nope.
Fuck it. There's so many better places. So many better places than there.
Yeah, like Jacksonville, for sure.
Jacksonville is much better.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I said.
Yeah.
I mean, Jacksonville is its own kind of
I didn't know if you were being, like, sarcastic, but no, it is much better.
I love it.
He's got like, him so confused. Yeah. I don't know what you're being sarcastic.
He's like, well, Jacksonville.
I don't know what...
you were talking shit. I'm not really sure.
Bro,
it's still much better than
Detroit. I love it here. Why would I diss my own city?
Just the rest of us do. Like I said, Jacksonville is its own kind of shithole. Jacksonville hates itself.
I don't even know if it's a shithole.
If you go to other cities in Florida... Now, granted, there are worse cities in Florida, for sure. Little cities. But as far as...
Like Bradenton?
Like DeLand.
DeLand. But, no, Jacksonville's a big city.
Someone's going to call us, I'm from DeLand!
I'm sorry.
Fuck your city!
Where the fuck is DeLand? Is that by Daytona?
No, it's a little past.
West of Daytona.
Like when you're heading down to Orlando.
I just went...
It's like a fart. As you're going.
We passed it. That little crop dusted session right there. You smell that? Yep. Stinks down.
It's the land.
Fuck out.
That's the land.
Speaking of Daytona, so I went down to Daytona. I did a seminar with Nelson.
Oh, yeah? You teach a seminar?
No. I took a seminar.
Oh, okay.
It's cool. Yeah. It'd be great if I taught a seminar. But no, they taught us some pretty cool stuff, man. Like definitely some gi technique on lasso guard, which is not something I really use, but it was pretty cool. I had a lot of fun. Roll with Todd Cutler, who I thought I was going to break my arm off, man. He's like, hey, let's get a roll. I was like, oh, fuck, he's a big guy. And, dude, I'm telling you, I was jackered up because I was doing a lot of traveling and probably a little more drinking than I needed to do. But anyways.
A little hungover.
Maybe,
yes.
Maybe a little bit. But I met with Nelson, went down there, and after the seminar, I rolled with Rodrigo, which is one of these other black belts. He's like, about my size, maybe just a little bit smaller, but he was really good. I had a blast. This is all in the gi, too, so I'm like, and my body was just hurting, like, Nelson just laying on me, working these techs. I'm like, fucking get off me, bro. So painful. Well, at the end, Todd Cutler, he was like, hey, let's get a roll. I was like, okay. I was like, let me grab yourself a drink of water. Get a drink of water. And he kind of almost, like, pulls guard, and then I went to go past the thing, and he grabbed my arm and just, like, started bending it over. It's like, it wasn't an arm bar. It was just, like, I'm standing up in his guard, but he's bending my arm, ripping the... sleeve, bending my arm over his leg. I was like, what the fuck? He's just like yanking. I was like, damn, this guy's a big, strong motherfucker. Like, he's gonna literally break my arm over his leg like that. You know what I mean? Like, my arm is against it, not even locked up or anything. I was just, ooh. And then he went to go roll again, and then, like, he sweeps me and he's on top. And I was like, I'm looking at him, like, surviving the side control situation. I'm like, and I told him, I was like, I'm just here for the ride. And then one of his other guys on the side is like, welcome to the ultra heavyweight division. I was like, heavy. He was, and he saw it, dude. He just knew I was fucking done. I was done. I was smoked previous. And then he's like, go get some water, man. Hey, go roll with Jizz. I was like, what? I said, what? And he called his white belt over, and his name is Jizz. I was like, hi, my name's R. It's nice to meet you. He's like, yeah, my name's Jizz. Like, are you fucking with me? I was like, nice to meet you, Jizz. He was a good kid, man. You know, he was a heavyweight guy, but he was fun. It's fun to roll with him. And then I got to roll with another purple belt over there named Chad.
Mode.
Chad.
Right.
Chode. His name is Chode. Chad. But I was able to pull the technique off that we had worked throughout that class, which was pretty cool. And then he hit a really nice sweep on me right before we cut it and took the picture. And that picture is actually pretty nice. It always feels good to be on the kind of the front row, you know, the front row, get all these killer motherfuckers on me. It was good. Nelson has a good crew down there over at Fight Sports.
Sounds like it was a good time for me not to go.
Right.
Listen, man, I was definitely not. I was not prepared. I was miserable. It was a terrible situation.
I did not know this is what was going to happen.
Dude, I was just like, just give me another seminar. I was like, it doesn't matter if I drank before or whatever. I'm just going to like drill, be good. No.
No. You're going to fight for your life with ultra heavyweights.
It was terrible. Fucking terrible. I think it was Thanksgiving. It was Thanksgiving because I spent it with my cousins, man. Of course, you know, there's drinking and fucking plates upon plates of food involved. And
Art called me and I'm like, hey, it's like, hey, man, you want to go? I'm like, nah, I don't.
Yeah, I was trying to advise you.
Dude, Wallo is becoming that home life body. He's like, bro,
like if I have to drive 45 minutes, it's like,
man. I was gonna drive it.
I know.
Yeah, but still. He don't even want to ride it.
No, I know. I don't. I've become that guy.
Yeah. If it's not in the bubble, we ain't going.
Yeah.
Man, let me tell you something. I'm not digging. I have to do another little trip here to North Carolina.
When?
The 15th.
Why?
For Black Belt Promotions.
Oh, you're getting promoted?
I don't think I'm getting promoted. I'm slated probably for next year, maybe. But,
well, if you don't get it this time, then I'll go with you next year, maybe. But we're flying. I'm not driving 10 hours.
It's 6 hours.
I'm not driving 6 hours.
You said 10 hours.
Well, where's it at? Wilmington?
Yeah. 6 hours. I drove there and back. Hours. Trust me, I know.
Yeah, six hours.
Okay, I'm not driving 6 hours.
Because, see, like, I was thinking about it. I was like, man, I need to get a trip, go head up to Atlanta. You know, maybe sometime next year, take you guys up to Atlanta. We'll go goof off up there, do some shit. And then I was like, oh, wait a minute. I'll get Art to go.
I'll go.
Wallow ain't about that life.
No, man. He ain't about hanging out with his friends and having a great time in another
place. Let me ask you this. Who's going to watch your dog if I go?
No, it would just be like us. We would just go up.
Yeah. Just guys?
Yeah.
Just guys.
Yeah. Huh? Go stay at the parents' house.
Bro, it's a quick trip. You know,
50, it's 6 hours, motherfucker.
55 minutes up and, you know, you're down. We fly. We can fly from here.
Okay. See, I like to drive. I enjoy driving.
Bro.
I know. You know about that flight life. I tell you what, me and Arnold.
He used to drive, but I know. Douchebag ruined that shit.
Man, 10 hours back and forth. Hours.
Now you won't ride with people that will really ride and die with them. You're going to fuck around with some douchebag.
Hey, bro.
I won't ride and die with us. What the fuck?
I'll ride and die with you, you know, from here to Orange Park. Man.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just teasing.
Still, just the north side of Clay County. Yeah, not south. Yeah. Not south.
We won't go past Middleburg and shit. That's too far. No Green
Cove. Burg.
No Green Cove.
Nah.
That's too far.
There ain't nothing down there. Isn't there nothing in Green Cove?
They're trying to build it up, though, no?
Are they trying to gentrify it?
No.
Where's gentrify?
Explain that to me. Explain
that's,
it.
That's where they move all the white people in, and they spruce up the place. And
yeah, so the
oh, that's
so the minorities can't afford it.
Yeah, so it's actually pretty interesting because normally, like up in Atlanta, so
they can't afford it or can't afford it.
Well, that's the
so
rub.
So the minorities can't afford it.
It sounded like you said can't. So I clarify.
No, they price it. It's basically they price them out. But what's funny is when they do it in Atlanta, because they do it a lot in Atlanta.
Gentrification?
Yeah. Well, what they do is they start building up the area, and normally the first people that go into those areas are
brave young white souls.
No, they're normally gays. It's normally
gays with money. Yeah
it's gays.
I was going to say that happens in California all the time. My buddy's gay as fuck, and he's like, this is the gay area.
Yeah, no.
The prices are way high.
Because that's what they do. And then they price it up, and then they start moving out, and then, you know, more and more people, more nicer, affluent people start moving into the neighborhoods.
Really?
Yeah, because that's what they did around my little sister up there. She was in a townhome. It was super nice, super cool place. It used to be a factory, and they basically just retrofitted it for condos.
Yeah.
That was very nice. The area around it was sketchy as fuck.
So who's this? Who's this mastermind? Is like, we're gonna gentrify this area. Why don't we have all these other colors around? Just
developers,
the monopoly guys.
Yeah,
word.
Yeah, real estate people who want to make money because they can go in there like they would do in Detroit. They could go there buy a lot for super cheap. They start building it up, start moving. I mean, it's a long.
They do that a lot with like factories and old buildings.
Mm-hmm. Where
they'll leave the brick. And then
they leave the exterior.
They make it look rustic, but kind of modern at the same time.
That's what hers. Really? That's what hers was like. The outside was very rustic and very factory looking.
Right.
So these are all like really, really rich companies doing this shit. Like
fairly. I mean, there's a couple startups that have done it, stuff like that. Atlanta's really interesting up there because there's a lot of money in Atlanta.
Hey,
so where does all the minorities go that can't afford it?
Let's reverse gentrify Detroit.
I think it's there, bro.
It's already there? Okay, never mind.
I don't know where we're going with this, and I don't want to sound like bad, but maybe it's didn't work.
yeah. No, maybe not.
No.
So. I mean, I don't know. I haven't been there in a while, but I'm just telling you, other than the visit. Or two, three.
Well, this is matter still fact, look
last,
the same.
Matter of fact,
what?
Last year I was there at this date, this time. It's crazy.
Well, does it still look the same or what?
Looks like shit, man. Fuck that place. I ain't ever going back.
Well, you are going to go back to visit your friends.
I don't know, man. I think they're almost getting the age where they can come visit me.
What do you mean they're getting to the age?
Yeah,
Donovan. What age is that?
Donovan.
Yeah, he's talking about family.
It's my godson.
Oh, okay. Your godson. Okay. I thought you were talking about your friends.
And, like, who else I got there? I got Sarah. That's about it.
She ain't moving.
She's not moving. I try to convince her, too. She's going to be in Orlando here this month, actually.
Oh, yeah?
But I'm going to be in North Carolina.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Bummers, bummers. It's my homie.
Why don't you have her go with you to North Carolina?
Because she's with her niece who goes to...
UCF?
No, like Yale.
Stetson?
Stanford.
Stanford.
She goes to Stanford in California.
Oh.
So, yeah, she's talking about fucking pull yourself up by the bootlaces situation. I don't want to talk about it because that's their business, but I'm telling you, like, she came from crazy situations, found her way in all the way to Stanford, no fucking money, fucking killing it.
Good. There's people that do it.
Yep.
I know. Look at Art. He got out of Detroit.
Right. Rather.
He got out of 8 Mile.
Right.
And he didn't even have to rap.
Nah, can't rap worth shit.
Have you talked to any of your family in Alaska?
Yeah, so there's a huge earthquake in Alaska.
7.4.
Yeah,
7.4 is, but I'll tell you, the aftershocks, that's the biggest issues that they're having with right now.
I know. My buddy's been posting it. They've had, like, I think 243 aftershocks.
Yeah, wow. My uncles and families and cousins, all this, they're like, yo, we are done, man. Please stop. You know what I mean? So I'm, like, seeing all the shit on
Facebook. Pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Super crazy. I didn't even know about it. I got message. I think I was in maybe St. Augustine. I forget where I was at. But I got a message from Jason Parrish, JP. And he was like, yo, man, you're from Alaska, right? I was like, yeah, why? He's like, he just got hit with an earthquake. I was like, eh. Yeah. Boom. I looked on Facebook. I was like, hey, I heard there's an earthquake. Is everybody okay? Because we have a family page. And it was like, yeah, everybody so far is marked okay, blah, blah, blah. We can't get all of these people. Blah, blah. And they start sending pictures. My cousin Eddie starts dropping these pictures, man. Roads just like,
whoa. Yeah, I saw some of those
crazy buildings just fucking. I mean, actually, the buildings weren't that bad.
Yeah, it was just a lot of infrastructure that got damaged, a lot of roads.
Yeah, it was mostly power. Roads. And then, like, off the side of the mountains, like, big rocks was falling on cars and shit. But their building codes are so good there, you know. And our family had a whole lot to do with that. Because they built all the roads and they built all the curves and the buildings and all that stuff pretty much in Anchorage. And yeah, so there was a whole lot of damage there, thank goodness. But as far as buildings go, but it's roads.
Yeah, their houses out there, dude. Like, because, you know, you probably don't realize it, but they get their winter storms up there are 80, 90 mile an hour sustained winds of winter storms.
That.
And so a lot of their buildings, their homes and stuff like that, they're all rated for that. So their homes are fucking fine.
Yeah.
You know? Now, they, like, if we were to have that kind of wind down here sustained through a storm, like a standard winter storm, it'd be a lot of shit to get fucked up. But that's because our which is odd because we get, like, legit hurricanes.
Right. We just had, what, two in the last couple of years?
Yeah. Yep.
One right after the other?
They're still fuckered up over in the Gulf.
Oh, yeah, they are. They're not going to be wild for a while.
Y'all, Panama City?
Yep, Panama City. That's the main area that got really... really damaged. That was a main, like, metropolitan kind of area. This is one of our guys. He lives over there, and it's still messed up. We still got sites down.
It's holy nuts. Shit.
Yeah. Yep, it ain't good, but it's just crazy, and especially, like, Mexico Beach, because that was, like, the old city. Mm-hmm. So, you know, some of the homes that had been built in the last couple years there are to the newer standard. They didn't survive. But a lot of those were from the 50s, 60s. Those are gone. Those just folded like fucking cards. Ooh. So everything that'll get now, that what's crazy is there was a story. There was a house. There was two guys who built the house. They built everything twice to code. So like if it called for this, they doubled it. Their house actually
survived
fine. Like there's a picture of it in their neighborhood and everything is gone except that house.
Well, that's the way to go, don't you think?
Yeah, but the problem is you can't do that.
It's expensive.
Yeah, that house costs $1.3 million to build.
Well, goddamn.
Yeah. You know, that's hard to do, you know. Eh.
Well, I mean, maybe they should start building with concrete instead of wood.
Well, the problem is you could do concrete, and I mean, unless you do like concrete roof and all like that, then you're still, I mean,
yeah.
It'll just peel the roof off.
No, it won't.
Unless it's concrete. Yeah, if it's exactly. not concrete, it will get peeled off. Yeah. But I mean, you can't. I mean, it,
I don't know that many concrete roofs, though, dude. I think it's all just.
It's, you know, most of them you'll have concrete walls and then it's wood frame.
That makes absolutely no sense.
It's cost.
So what? Well, wouldn't, I mean, if no. you're going to have a house built, mm-hmm. wouldn't you want to be able to withstand that kind of weather?
Sure.
It's like, you know, I know in Puerto Rico when Maria came, you know, destroyed a lot of places because of the flooding.
Yeah.
But the structures itself.
Yeah.
Bro, they when they build houses, they're blocked. You yeah. know, they you know.
The, same the, in Mexico, like know, the house we stayed yeah, in Mexico.
Yeah, so they fill concrete. Them in with concrete and those rods.
Mm-hmm. Rebar.
Yeah, so, you know, the wind is not going to take them. What's going to do the damage is the flooding.
Yeah.
But.
No, I mean, just from going to Mexico and going to Puerto Rico and a couple other places and just being in Florida, you know, me and Amanda's already decided probably the next home that we build, either we build or buy, will be.
Concrete,
yeah. All the way, 100%.
Fuck yeah, that's the way to go, man.
It is. I mean,
solar panels.
That'd be nice. I'll probably do solar on. I don't know. It depends on how much longer I'm here. We'll see.
Were you planning on looking on?
Amanda's always looking.
Oh,
always.
You guys want to get out of the north side? Is that what it is?
She wants to get closer to work.
yeah, it makes sense to me, man. Because
well, that puts you away from going to the gym and shit.
Not really. Because my trek for like a normal day, I have to leave here, go to San Pablo to get Tyler, and then go to OP. Traffic's just a little more. Well, I say traffic's a little more fucked up, but then the other night, I left here to go to the gym, and heading that way on 9A is just as fucked up as the south side of 9A.
Bro, I worked a couple hours of overtime last week, and I left work at 5:17.
Oof.
Bear in mind, normally takes me 10 minutes to get home.
Right.
I got home at 6:10 to travel 10 miles.
From here to the gym, it takes me, like, if there's no traffic, I'm just doing the speed limit and all of that, it takes me exactly 42 minutes. The other day, from here, 42 minutes later, I hadn't even got to I-10.
Jesus Christ.
It was so bad. I almost, if it wouldn't have cleared up at Normandy, I was getting off at Normandy and getting back because coming this way on 9A, fucking, I was about to just get off, turn my ass, go right fuck back home.
I've done it.
Fuck this.
I've done it. I've been going to the gym and the traffic is so bad. I turn around.
Well, it was gi night and I at least wanted to go.
Well, you enjoy your gi.
I did until, like, you know,
through the first. You got your ass kicked.
Oh no, well, I get my ass kicked all the time. Gear regardless, but fucking, it's just been so wild since I'd actually played in the gi, man. Just the grips and what the drill we were working on, you had to have a really good grip for that drill. My fucking hands were just shot to shit. I was like, oh, fuck.
Jesus Christ, what were you doing? Jerking off people?
No, we were working on the, it's not the waiter sweep. It's, what is it?
The flower sweep?
Lapel, arm, shin shield, chop. What's that called?
Scissor sweep.
But you got, but you know, you just, you've got that grip on the lapel and all that pressure, you know, with your knee, and my hands were just shit that day.
I teach him the words, the names of these moves.
I know you do. You have them written on the board and stuff.
Yeah, so I mean.
He's just not paying attention.
No, right? Sometimes I don't. I have 1,000 other things that I have to pay attention to sometimes.
Well, how about
I do the best I can.
Well, how about you put those things away when you get to the gym? Thank you.
Well, unfortunately, I have to take those things to the gym with me.
That's why you go to the gym, to leave them
behind, yeah.
I would, but...
Kind of like when you do a podcast and you put your phone over.
No, hour and
a
half. I would, but he's...
My phone in my hand, the whole fucking Jesus Christ.
He's gotten to where he enjoys jiu-jitsu, so I have to take that issue with me. So, it's good. Like this week. This week's going to be rough. Like, I'll be able to go Tuesday, or I'll be able to go Monday, and I'll be able to stay. Tuesday, I'll be able to stay for Strike Fit, but then I won't be able to stay for jiu-jitsu. Because Amanda's got to go do something, so it'll be me and Tyler. And he will not. I can't expect him to stay there that long. Solo.
Wow.
Solo.
Yeah. I'm telling solo. You, bro. Kids. You start learning with kids that it's not always about what you want to do.
That's why I don't have any.
Yeah, well.
I'm selfish with my time.
I try to be as much as bro. I can.
Speaking of kids, did you see the picture I posted the other day? Somebody put like 8 rot Rottweiler puppies in a box and left them at a gas station.
Yeah, I saw that. Where was that at? Was that here in Jax?
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico?
Yeah. Mm. I'm like, man, Art would have taken all of them.
Yeah, they were cute.
I would have.
Bro.
They were cute.
I would have.
Eight or seven. And they were like, all...
How much is the plane ticket to go get them?
Bro, you could probably would have hit up the guy and say, hey, send them to me. And what? They're going to put them, what, like a little kennel? Might cost you, what, $50?
Dude, I don't trust that shit. You know how many fucking dogs have died now?
I know.
As of late being shipped. That's why, luckily, the people that we got Coco from, what they do is included in their, if you choose to have it delivered, included in their delivery price, they actually buy two tickets. So then that way, the person taking the puppy and the puppy have a seat. So the puppy is still in a crate, but it's in the seat.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. So that way, because, you know, you can bring them on, but if they don't have a ticket, then they, you know, you're supposed to either put them under the seat, or sometimes they may tell you, like you have before, to put them in the overhead.
Fuck that.
Exactly.
That's insane.
Overhead, I'm like, you can fucking suck it.
Well, there was somebody earlier this year with an English Bulldog puppy.
Dog died.
It was a French Bulldog.
Was it French? It. Yeah.
French.
Doesn't even matter. Dog died.
It's a dog, yeah.
Yeah. Nah, I'd have been
I'll put it in the overhead. I'm like, I won't put you in the overhead and create some space.
Oh, yeah.
We have not a about call. That. Hold on.
Who this?
I don't know. We'll find out in a second.
Welcome to Mac Millions Dollars. Who are we speaking to?
Hey, guys. Is this the Art of War podcast?
No.
This is Pete's Pizza Line.
This is not the Art of War podcast.
Is this the Locker Room Talk podcast?
Yeah, who are you trying to reach, bro?
Yeah, this is Ryan Durrance, longtime listener, first time caller.
Hi there, Ryan.
I'm a little nervous. I've never been on syndicated radio before, but I figured I'd give a call in.
Don't be nervous. We'll walk you through it.
Yeah. It'll first thing right. You got to do, though, is put your pants back on.
Stop rubbing your nub.
Dude, I said I'd drop a line, so I might be a little bit out. Turns out I might have mold in my house.
I heard that.
As long as you're not selling it.
Oh, dude, you're that good. Sucks.
Yeah, so like
I'm
the
trying
whole
to
house,
get, I'm trying to
just
trying I don't to know, they figure it out tomorrow. I'm trying to hit my homeowners up for a nice check here, if you got any tips.
Bro, you give us the tips. You're in real estate.
Yeah.
I'd be like WTF, OMG, MFers.
Yeah, that's going to be costly. Or it can become costly.
Well, wouldn't you call your insurance for it, though?
Potentially, if you have the right insurance, if they'll cover it.
Geico?
No. Yeah, I got a homeowner's warranty. I had a leak under my sink. And in college, they don't teach you how to fix the leaks under the sink. So
they'll teach
I got
you how to
somebody
do a lot of shit
for
like
that.
Write checkbooks and balance
things. 1-800 Roto-Rooter.
Yeah, right.
Damn,
so the
man.
Plumber comes out and says I got mold. So he says the homeowner should replace my whole kitchen and floors. We'll see.
What?
Wow. How?
Yeah.
Is that expensive?
Dude, I was about to say it spread
the floors
floor?
Are coming up from the water.
Oh,
what?
Oh shit.
Damn, yeah. So that's been going on for a while then.
Yeah.
So it gets me to the real reason I'm calling. If you got mold, you're out of your house for several weeks. So I didn't know if you guys actually had a open room for a family with a 2.5-year-old that we could crash at for no more than a month.
We have actually a place that you can actually stay there. It's 1105 Park Avenue. Orange Park, Florida.
Just pull up the heavy bag.
There's even a back room for some privacy. So
there we go.
So if it gets too hot, you just turn on the fan. If it gets too cold, just grab a blanket.
Shoot, I'm trying to think, man. Like we can put that out on band on our close group
for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, hey. What's up, Juju fan? Yeah. You know what, JP?
No, I'm hitting JP up if I got to move out. So
yeah, hit JP up for sure. I would have you come over to my house, but you'd be like, "Oh my god,
I'm gonna go back and live with the mold."
All these dogs and it's crazy. So, yeah. Damn,
hey
man,
guys,
I'm so
I gotta
sorry,
get.
Buddy.
I, Yeah, we're good. I got to go put the kid to bed, so I just want to call in.
In the moldy house. Good job, buddy. Good job.
He's got a mask on. He's going to be all right. He'll be all right.
Yeah. Sleep with the HIPAA filter.
All right, Ryan.
Later.
You be all right. Later. Peace.
That Ryan Dillon's guy, he's such a good guy. Man, that so stinks. Dude. You know, his brother came in. He was training with me. He was telling me that, yeah, he's not going to be able to come in today. I was like, why? What's up? He's like, plumber found out he had mold in his house. He's like, mold. Hit with some bleach. Call it a day. It's moving on. But no, man, his house is jacked up.
Well, at least he didn't find out he has herpes or anything like that. That's the good news.
AIDS. You got AIDS. What the fuck?
Yeah, that sucks.
How did that happen?
That's gotta be a waterline leak. Not just the sink.
Yeah,
oh, that's right. You were a plumber at one point, right?
No, I was an electrician.
Oh, my bad. Same shit.
Yeah, basically. Paydays on Friday. Shit flows downhill. That's all you need to know to be a plumber.
He's like, there's a current, one's through a pipe, one's through a wire. I mean, this is all the same shit.
Same shit.
You got diagrams,
it looks the same diagrams. To me.
That sucks that the floor's coming up all like that. I mean, it's probably down in the slab.
See, if he had Property Brothers build his house, that wouldn't have happened.
You know, for the longest time, I thought they were gay as shit.
Who?
Aren't they lovers?
No, dude. They're married. They got some hot-ass wives.
Who's this?
The guys on HGTV. Property Brothers.
Oh, I thought they're gay too.
No, they are not.
I don't know, the skinny jeans, the hairstyle.
It's a style, bro. Look at Shab. Look at the shit Shab.
I don't know, he's gay.
I'm pretty sure he's gay. Listen, Shab is gayish. So listen, HGTV.
He is gay for Brian Callen for sure.
Oh yeah.
I guarantee
they suck each other off.
I guarantee
HGTV.
Those guys. I'm pretty sure they have, like, a PR crew that makes them, like, put on makeup and dress a certain way and all that shit.
This motherfucker had highlights as he was doing construction.
Nah,
I'm like, highlights?
Now, Shab, though, like, everybody's a little bit gay.
No,
listen. Hear me through. Everybody's a little bit gay. It's like a certain percentage of it, right? Shab is, like, probably, like, 55.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's definitely pushing over 50%.
60% gay. You know, he might not have done the act yet, but very close.
He's all about that fashion, though.
Yeah.
It's just fashion. Weird. It's nothing against him, but it's just so weird because you're just not used to seeing a guy who's like Shab, a fighter and all like that, that is just like
really that wears Gucci boots.
Yeah. It's like really super into fashion and like really embraces it.
Man, you gotta.
He just owns it, bro. Like, hey, you gotta own your shit, man. That way people can make fun of, oh, look at you and your fancy fucking boots. He's like, yeah, I like my fancy fucking boots.
Hey, man, I'm a fan. I'm not gonna.
No, he
lie.
Handles it.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, you know? he hustles. He's a hustler. I mean,
dude, selling out fucking theaters already.
Podcasts. He's doing comedy. Bro, selling theaters in 2 years doing comedy.
Yeah.
He's got his
Showtime.
The Below the Bell podcast, too.
Yep.
What I like too is
he has branched off to do so many things. Mm-hmm. They are like, man, this guy's got shit.
I think he's
definitely movie. Better than he was when he was fighting. But this is the thing I thought it was funny because, like, on one of his podcasts, he was saying something about selling out a show and stuff like that, and talking about how they were talking him into doing comedy. And he's like, oh yeah, man, you're a great comic. He's like, no, I'm not a comic. I just tell stories. They're like, oh, you think you're
that was Callen.
Yeah. I was like, you think you're still telling stories?
He's like, no, you're a comic, bro. You're a comedian. Yeah,
yeah, you're a comedian.
That's pretty hilarious. Cool. Yeah,
I know.
But Callen set him up for that because he would have them open up their live show with like a 5-minute story.
Yeah.
Then he turned out to be, you know, 10.
Yeah,
or
basically
whatever.
Give him his own little open mic.
Right.
Yeah,
but he didn't put it in his head that, hey, you're going to do comedy.
Yeah.
No, you're just going to tell a story.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, no, bro, you're doing comedy.
Yeah.
He's like, what?
He just blew up. Yeah, he took off running. Yeah.
Worldwide.
Well, I'm definitely a fan of Shab for sure. And one of the things that he did had something to do with this guy's kid was sick and he couldn't afford.
Ray Borg.
Yeah, and he couldn't
UFC
afford
fighter.
Money
yep.
or couldn't afford for whatever it was to take care of the kid.
And medical expenses.
Yeah, and Shab was like, I'll reach out to him and da-da-da. And then Joker was like, well, fuck, man, how expensive? He's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm rich. Tell me. He was like, you know, getting teary-eyed.
Yeah, you can tell.
I was like,
he was getting choked up for sure.
Well, you know, it hit him really home because he has a kid. And you can imagine not being able to
not only that.
No, my kid's sick too.
Well, right after that, his kid started having problems.
Yeah, he started having seizures. Epilepsy.
Yeah.
And I guess he started giving him CBD, and he stopped him.
Stopped him.
Yeah.
Because he talked about that on one of Rogan's podcasts, too. Is when I think it was the same one, because he started talking about Tiger, and he started getting choked up about it.
Yeah.
Because they come to find out, you know, his son had seizures. Yeah.
So yeah, man. I was like, well, you know, won me over in that book. You can be as gay as fuck you want.
Yeah, you can suck Callan's dick all you want. You're still good in my book.
Yeah, he's good, dude.
I do like, I mean.
Actually, he would probably just make Callan suck his dick.
Yeah, he's
probably.
Come on, Callan. Just put it in your mouth, bro.
He's like, what?
Callan's like, no.
No. Blah, 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 blah. I don't want to do it.
Smiling and drilling and shit. And then I'll say,
for sure.
This, Joe Rogan's right. It does taste delicious. Oh, my God.
But Sean is definitely one of those ones where you'll notice people either like him,
yeah,
or they fucking hate him.
Yeah,
just it is. There's not a lot of middle road.
Man,
I didn't really care for him when he was first starting because it felt to me like he was trying too hard. And then I think he found his niche. I think he just found his path,
his feet under him and figured it out.
Because like when he was on the Fight Companions and all stuff, I was like, oh fuck, I hate when this guy talks. He tries too hard. And then no, man, he just kind of like fell into his own place. He started doing his own thing.
Yeah, I like him.
Once he figured that part out. I think is why he became so successful.
He's a hustler for sure.
In the beginning, I was like,
Man, you can't. You go from fighting and making, I guess, decent money. Because I guess when he was getting all those sponsors, he was making decent money.
Well, he's making six figures.
And then the whole thing with Reebok comes in, and he's like on the verge of retiring, you know, because he wasn't doing so well. Then you have the podcast that pretty much sealed the deal for him.
Yeah, it blew up.
Yeah, and it's like, dude, you're doing so many other things. You don't need fighting anymore.
Nah,
it's like fighting was his gateway to comedy, podcasting, having the coffee company, and doing all the other shit that he's doing.
Yeah.
So fighting was good for him for a little while.
Yeah.
And it was good that he was smart enough to realize, fuck, I'm not gonna.
Well, he had really good friends to kind of like push him towards that direction. Hey, listen, you're a smart guy. You can do many other things. I'm be honest, you getting fucked
up. Yeah, because that podcast will live in infamy.
Yeah,
that was
rough to listen to.
That was super hard to listen to.
It was brutal. Well, but, you know, Joe Rogan didn't want to post it, and then Schaub told him, like, no, post it.
Yeah, for sure.
He's like, dude, I know that got real, man. I won't post it.
Well,
like,
I mean, they're friends.
Yeah.
You know, if you're taking a fight and you're getting beat up, I'm going to probably tell you the same shit. Well, be like, yo.
I could tell you legit.
It's not worth it. Because
I'd been listening to him. I started listening to him probably 6 or 7 months before that fight.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, really, because, you know, Fighter and the Kid, whenever it was Fighter and the Kid at the other studio, they were pumping out like 2 a week.
Yeah.
So, you know, you get to really kind of know them. And podcasts are weird because you really feel like you're just sitting in the – a lot of them, you feel like you're just sitting in the room with them kind of thing.
Especially when you're listening to something you can relate to.
Yeah. So watching him fight was one of the first times where I was like, fuck, I don't like this. This is not –
nervous for him.
I get nervous and then watching him just get fucking mollywopped.
How it was, bro. I'm like,
bro, I don't like this.
No.
I don't, you know, I don't enjoy watching you fight now.
Because you feel like you know them.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, obviously you don't know them.
Yeah, you don't, but you know that person. Yeah,
it's like they're your friend.
Yeah. So it's like literally watching somebody you like and you've listened to for hours just get the shit beat out of them in the rain. You're like, fuck. This is not fun.
No.
Yeah, that at least an idea with that person.
Hey, like, man, that he's so much happier now anyway because he said it. He hated fighting.
Yeah.
But I guess the money was decent, so fuck it. Why not?
And he's big. He's athletic.
Yeah,
he's
very athletic. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. You know, it's so funny, though, is like podcasts. I thought about it, too. It's like, you know, even in our own podcast, and we take the time to sit here and bullshit with our friends because, you know, this is our time. Like, whether we have listeners or not have listeners, I could give a fuck. I really don't care. But with people that do listen, you know, me talking on the mic and how you talk on the mic, this is not, we do talk like this in real life, but not really like this. Like, this is like probably more of an unfiltered, hey, you're in the room with us.
This We're a little worse in real life.
Yeah, well, no.
You might be a little worse, yeah. But I'm definitely a lot more reserved.
Yeah, you're more measured on the podcast than me. Well, you're more measured in real life than me and Wallow are, yes.
Yeah, I'm definitely more measured in real life. And it's just, I don't know, man. I think there's time and place for everything for sure. And so when I'm here, I mean, you know, I'll give you a little bit more of like a little bit more of what comes out of my head and what I think and stuff like that. Wallow was just like, dick, penis, fart, shit. But I was like, that's what's in his head. We got it. And then Chris is like,
Antifa, right wing.
Callahan, Antifa.
Tinfoil hats.
Tinfoil hats. Puerto Rico stole my shit. Puerto Rico stole my shit.
No, hey, you know what? After the hurricanes, they can have it.
Yeah, they can
have it. We're going to have it anyway.
Yeah, so, I mean, they already had it.
They already had it, but.
But we ain't looking for
like
it.
You're pretending like you had a choice.
You didn't have a choice. They took it and you ain't getting it back.
Nah. Like, hey, those generators work great.
Now, my question is, we're talking about Chubb and having good friends that told him, hey, man, you got way too much going on. Yeah. Maybe it's time to let that go. Where are Chuck's friends? You know?
He, I guess, just does not have that person.
Well, it's not only that. Chuck is just a different dude. He's just a different dude. I hear he's the nicest guy.
Like, he is the nicest guy.
I'm not saying that he's a bad guy. I'm saying is somebody needs to sit down with him and say, bro, you've been at the game for 8 years. It's not fucking worth it.
Well, he, in his mind, he's like, I'm not done. I got shit to do, blah, 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 so on and so forth. I'm looking for an easy fight. I fucked Tito up twice. I can fuck him up again.
That was how many years ago?
Yeah.
Listen, man. This is what.
I think their last fight was 10 years ago or some shit like that.
Yeah, but also think of it like this, though. Okay, so most of the successful fighters that you know or that have been successful once they've stopped fighting or taken time off, they've done other stuff.
Right.
You know, look at like Keith Jardine. You know, he went and started
the coffee company. Yeah,
coffee. There's been some others. They do something. What has Chuck done since he kind of got out of fighting?
I don't know. He was working at the UFC as an ambassador for a while.
Which was nothing.
He got canned because he didn't do anything.
Yeah. So
the only person that didn't get canned was Forrest.
Yeah.
Forrest. Because he showed up and was like, hey, what's my job? They're like, we don't have a job for you. This is just, we were just going to give you money. He's like, nah, I'm going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it may be one of those instances where like, legit, this is all Chuck. This may be all he has to offer. You know, what does he have to offer outside of fighting?
He can teach. I don't know, man. He can do seminars.
Dude, there's not.
I don't know.
No, just, I mean, there could be different options, but, you know, in his brain, this is all I've got.
He could have, you know, small movie roles, you know, where he's a bad guy and, you know, dies in 15 minutes, whatever.
Yeah.
There are things that he could possibly do by using his name.
True.
It's just, man, it's not 2005 when you were wrecking shop. You know, it was really, really hard to see the fight. I stayed off of, social media the night before because I wasn't going to pay for it. And I wanted to see it because I knew it was going to be on YouTube. So I go in thinking he probably beat Tito. Nah, man. That was hard. At least Tito has been somewhat active within the last 2 years. He's had a couple of fights. And, you know, Chuck, again, he's coming off of an 8-year layoff.
Yeah, that big looping overhand right is not going to catch anybody no more.
He was not as fast. He was not moving like Chuck.
No. Well, he hasn't done it in fucking 8 years.
I know. And for him to take maybe a 10-week
camp. I don't think he sparred. I think reports were like, yeah, he didn't spar with anybody previous to this.
Well, fuck, you saw, I don't know if you saw the punch, but that punch put him away. I mean, if he starts sparring, he probably get knocked out in sparring too.
Oh, for sure.
Well, he's one of the few where I think he just got hit so hard so many times that where now his brain's like, dude.
No, we're shutting
we,
down.
We, there was a little bit of damage. We're done.
Yeah.
We are done. We're out.
I just hate seeing these guys that
keep crawling back into the fucking ring to keep doing it.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, it's sad to see. You want them to, you know, you want them to walk away gracefully, you know, but not everybody does.
I just wish that he realized that the sports kind of passed him. He had his time. He was the man for a long time.
Mm-hmm. He had a damn good run.
Yeah, he did. And now it's time to, you know, let the young Thundercats do their thing.
Yeah.
You know, he kept talking about wanting to fight Jon Jones. It's like, oh, my God, I'm just glad that you fought Tito.
Yeah. because
and not know, John Jones.
John Jones would have fucking killed him in the ring quick. You hope that John would have had some respect for him and just went in and just
choked him out or something.
Did it fast. Don't showboat it. Don't drag it out. Don't damage him up. Just go out there and murk him. Be done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know that'll never happen.
No.
Yeah, I think John was like, "Hey, man, I can't even respond back to this shit anymore.
I'm not
even fucking entertain this."
Whose podcast was he on talking about that? He was in somebody's podcast talking about
one,
that.
One of the
MMA it was UFC Unfiltered with Matt Serra and Jim Norton. He was talking about that, how he's just done responding to Chuck.
Yeah, no, there's no reason to. I mean, why? Why would you do that?
Yeah, it's like, come on.
There's no gain there. I mean, you might make some money, but you're really going to cement yourself as the bad guy for a lot of people because they're just going to watch you, you know. They're gonna fuck it. It'd be like watching somebody. It'd be like watching Ric Flair come out and try to wrestle again against the new guys.
Ric Flair was almost dead almost a year ago. I definitely do not want to see him back in the ring.
Oh,
he just got married like 2-3 months ago.
Did he?
Yeah,
cool.
For like the 19th time. Something like that. Hey man, if he's happy, fuck it, get married, bro.
Dude, I did love what we were talking about at our little. I'm not gonna say names and all like that, but about who might be Ric Flair's kid.
Oh, you're talking about Bobby Lee Stokers?
Why are you gonna do that to the man?
Because that's his alias. That's not his real name.
Okay. That's right, yeah. I forget that sometimes. When I see it on Facebook, I'm going, who is this I'm following? Again?
Bobby Lee Flair.
Yeah.
So the story goes that we were talking about Ric Flair and Bobby Lee Flair was telling us that his mom used to
hang out
with Ric Flair back in the day.
Yeah.
And we're like, was it maybe back in the early 90s, yeah. 80s? So we're thinking that
he's possibly
the son of Ric Flair.
You pull up a picture of young Ric Flair, you darken it up a little bit.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking close.
Bro, and they both got great hair.
They do. Super great hair.
Great skin complexion.
Right.
Bodied up, because Ric Flair was bodied up back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And Bobby Lee's bodied up.
Yeah, that Powerball was doing its job back
in the day. And you know how Ric Flair, Space Mountain, had all the girls?
Right.
Bobby Lee gets all the girls.
He does. He does. Ooh, it's
too many similarities right there.
I agree. I'm just going to call it and say it.
Yeah,
it
I'm just going to say he's his son.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned.
Woo! There's a bunch of good fights this month.
Is there?
Yeah.
So, like, well, I won't say a bunch, but...
Oh, that's right. There's a...
pay-per-view next week with... let's not talk about Anderson. The co-main event is Valentina Shevchenko against Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
You mean champ?
Yeah, Joanna champ, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. For the flyweight belt.
That's right. And who else is fighting? Is that the Cyborg Nunes card, too?
No, I don't think Cyborg is on that one.
You know, it's crazy. I got a computer right fucking here.
Right. But that one is, they're the co-main event, and then Max Holloway and Brian Ortega are the main event.
That's the one I want to see.
Now, this
that's the one I want to
see.
Huh?
Brian. Brian. I think Ortega is going to get it.
You think so?
I do.
Why?
Because his eyes matches.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's right, because he's white. Yes. Well, no, he's Mexican, actually.
Yeah, but his eyeballs match, though.
That's it. It's all about the race.
They got the White Walker
eyeballs. I just think he's...
You think it's his time?
I think it's his time. I think he's had a good run. He's got good momentum coming up. I think it's it.
Well, Max Holloway's on a run, too.
Yeah, I just think Brian's so much bigger, though, than
his last loss is like 3 or 4 years ago to Connor.
Decision.
And a decision, and now he's like on a 12-fight win streak.
Yeah.
UFC, I do not like your new
You can't count Max Holloway out, man.
I'm not counting him out, no. I just think he's going to lose. That's all. I'm not counting him out. I think it'll be a good fight. I just think he's going to lose.
I'm not counting him out. He's going to lose.
Oh, sorry. I just think he is.
Yeah, okay.
I don't have to agree with you all the time.
How do you think he's going to end up?
He's probably going to get choked out.
Oh, you think he's going to choke him out, too?
Yeah.
Okay. Art?
Well, you know, Max Holloway has such a strong fight IQ that I don't think he's going to be able to down for anything. No, I think Ortega has a really strong chance of beating Max Holloway, excuse me.
I was going to say, who's Matt?
Yeah, I think he does. I'm not sure what's going on with Max. And the reason is because I thought he had a stroke. Apparently he didn't have a stroke, some other shit going on. So I really have no idea what his real health is and what's going on with him. So if I was to, because of that, if I had to put money, I'd probably put it on Ortega. But of course, you know, I'm a big fan of Max and I want him to win.
You're riding with Max, right?
I want to.
I kind of want it to be like a double knockout because I can't.
I like those guys both so much.
I can't choose one.
But then you got to think Ortega has the Henergy sandwich.
Strong. I was wondering how long it was going to be before he said that. Well, you're so predictable.
Wonder no more.
It took him all of 2 minutes.
Wonder no more, my friend.
The Henergy sandwich.
Yeah, literally those two fights are the only fights really on that card worth of shit. Now, well, but then the December 29th.
Yeah,
card.
That one's John Jones versus Gus.
Yeah, we'll probably get that one.
Cyborg versus Nunes.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
And Carlos Condit is coming back. Well, I mean, he lost on his comeback fight to, what was his name? Whatever his fucking name was. And he's welcoming Michael Chiesa to the welterweight division.
Welcome, Michael.
And let's see who else is on the main card. Corey Anderson fighting, versus, Latifi. That's going to be a pretty good fight.
When is Cejudo fighting? Fuck,
Chad Mendes is also on that card.
Is he? Is he on the prelim?
Yeah. No, he's on the main card, but he's the first fight on the main card against Alexander Volkanovski.
I'm looking at the main card, and the main card doesn't list him. At least on, anyways, UFC's new site design sucks.
Well, this is UFC 232, and it says main card, and Chad Mendes looks to be the first fight on the main card. Yeah, that card's a little bit better than the one on the 8th. But I still want to see the...
I think the one you were looking for, Art, is going to be in January.
No, Amanda Nunes is on
No. Cejudo.
Cejudo and TJ Dillashaw?
Yeah. When is it? January 26th.
It's Ben Askren and...
I don't know.
Is that the one in Anaheim?
Yes.
Okay, then Askren and Lawler are on that one as well.
Ooh,
or nice. Should be.
Nice.
So that'll be Ben Askren's debut.
Yeah. It's so fucking crazy, man, because literally this... Oh, my God. I hate this fucking website now. I'm going to have to find a different way to look this shit.
Oh, my God.
I hate this website. It's fucking horrible.
Anywho. Shit. So, good fights. Very good fights. I don't think we talked about Combat Night from a couple of weeks ago. Or did we?
Yeah, I think we did.
Did we?
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Yeah, with all the crew that won.
Oh, that's right. We did talk about it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, cool. What else? What else have we got, man?
Tyson Fury and what's his name?
Deontay Wilder.
Yeah, Wilder that wound up in a draw.
Good, but it was a crazy fight from what I heard. I only saw the highlight when Tyson Fury gets knocked on his ass. The ref goes over him to count him out, and he goes.
Yeah. Fucking Undertaker theme started playing somewhere in the arena. And he just set up.
He gets up, stands up. He's like, the guy's like, you good? He puts his hands on his shoulder. He's like, all right, go fight. Points him to the other fighter. And then, bah, 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 put the work to him. But it ended up in a draw. So fuck boxing.
I wasn't going to pay $75 for a pay-per-view. Yeah.
For what?
No. It's crazy. Yeah,
fucking furious.
Crazy.
He went on Joe Rogan's podcast. I was like, I can't handle talking to you anymore or listening to you.
It wasn't a bad podcast.
With Tyson Fury?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great podcast. I loved it. Yeah.
Okay. You don't have to like
it. Yeah, exactly.
Typically, I like accents, but his bothers me.
Well, that's kind of racist, but
okay. I know, right?
I don't know if that's racist for a Mexican, I don't like an accent, but whatever.
It's accentist.
Everything to you is racism, no, so I get it. You understand. It's not my fault.
Well, calm down. It is the sign of the times. Everything's racist.
Yeah, everything's racist.
He's white, so it's definitely whatever comes out of his mouth is racist for sure.
Yeah, well, I need to start writing stuff for you to say.
Okay.
you've got the card. You could pull it.
Wallace got the pass.
Yeah.
I can say racist stuff.
You can. You're cool. You're good with
the N-word every once in a while.
Well, yeah. don't you have a pass too because you're Mexican?
Yeah, but I'm kind of pale.
Yeah, but his thing, he's Mexican. There might be some Mexican blood in him. That motherfucker's skin white.
Pretty pale. My daddy used to make fun of me for that shit too.
I mean, all you got to do if you want to see how Mexican is, throw a weed eater in his hands and see what he does.
He wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, he wouldn't know what to fucking do.
Show me the yard. Hey, wait a minute.
Or hand him some oranges and see if he tries to sell them.
Some chiclets.
Like, hey, $10 for $1, $10 for $1.
That's too funny.
It is.
Anywho.
Funny kids, too.
Yeah. Hey, we're all a little racist, I guess.
Throw some oranges in his hands if he tries to sell them. Like, hey, listen, man, I got you the best deal ever.
Anyway.
You like your orange juice?
Let's end it on a good note.
Okay, racist jokes. Yeah. Got it.
All right. Exactly. About ourselves. Fuck.
Before we go.
We're making fun of white people.
I want to send a shout out to Chris Crawford, who went up to Pennsylvania to the finishers tournament and did very, very well. I mean, unfortunately, he did not win the tournament, but his performance was really, really good. Very proud of him. So shout out to him.
Yeah, for sure. I sent him messages after each round. I sent him a message after his first fight, and then I sent him a message after his second one, too.
Cool. All right, before we go, Art, anything else you want to add? Any shout outs you want to give out?
No, you guys are all gangster, man. I appreciate every single one of you.
All right, Chris, any other shout outs?
No, man, I'm good, brother.
All right, guys, thank you very much for listening. We appreciate your support, and we'll catch you next week. Peace.